This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, Northern Ireland was another conflict which seemed impossible to resolve. It was a long and agonising and deadly process. But we got there in the end because both sides talked endlessly about their grievances, their hopes, their needs. And eventually, they did find unity. They find a way to come together. Now, clearly, we're not going to find peace in the Middle East tonight. But we are going to do something that doesn't happen very often. We're bringing together two very opinionated, passionate, influential people, very opposing views, and we're going to have a proper debate, and we're going to see if somewhere there is perhaps more that we can agree on than we first imagined. So thank you for joining me, gentlemen. We tossed a coin before we came on air tonight, and actually, you won the toss, and you said you want to go second.
I defer to my brother.
And the way this will work, Mohammed, we have four sections of this debate. And at the start of each one, you'll both get 1 minute uninterrupted to say what you want to say about each of the themed titles of each block. So you go first, and at the end of your minute, you'll hear a sound, and when you hear that, you end, and then Rabbi Shmuley gets his chance to speak. So the first theme is a simple one. Are Hamas to blame? You have a minute, Mohammed, from now.
From one perspective, Hamas started the battle because, obviously, from October 7th, even they themselves titled it Tufan al-Aqsa or the flooding of al-Aqsa. But from another perspective, if you really look at it from an international law perspective, we're talking about 1967, we're talking about resolution, Syria Resolution 242, in which it is actually stated that Israel is a belligerent state because they're occupying the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza. And they have been, so therefore the war has been continual for a very long time, according to international law. But let's remove Hamas from the situation altogether. Let's remove them. What do you have? You have the West Bank. And what do you have in the West Bank? You have 187 children who have been put in prisons. They have been put in prisons, according to Beit Salem, without charge. You have 44 children before October the 7th that have been killed before October the 7th, in just 2023 alone. So if you remove Hamas from the equation, what you have the West Bank. You remove dominance from the equation, you have the West Bank, and what do you have? You have occupation, you have settlement, which you condemned, rightfully so. You condemned that on your show. The settlement's there.
OK. Rabbi Shmuley, 1 minute to respond.
Resolution 242 in the UN doesn't mention a single thing about aggression or aggressor. That is a total fabrication, and it speaks about disputed territories. But let's be clear. The occupier of Gaza is Hamas. They won an election in 2006. Had a civil war with Mahmoud Abbas, took the Palestinian Authority officials, threw them off buildings, killed Muslims, killed Arabs. Mahmoud Abbas is afraid to go to Gaza. He's terrified of Hamas. He hasn't been there since 2007. And let's be clear, Hamas is an abomination to Islam. Sultan Salah al-Din, the greatest Muslim conqueror of all time, after whom the main artery in Gaza is named, he said that you have to allow all prisoners to be redeemed. He would never hold hostages. This is, and remember, the Islam is about fair treatment of prisoners of war. Hamas beheaded Thai non-Jewish workers. You asked in your last appearance here for real first-hand sources. I'm the first-hand source. I saw it in Kibbutz Alumim. They raped women. They had sex with dead women's bodies. They are evil and
time's up.
All right, we've had a minute each. Okay, we've got a passionate start. Mohammed, let me ask you about Hamas.
I want to first, before you do that, I want to commend you, Piers, honestly, because bringing me on for the second time, I have to commend you. And the fact that you actually condemned the settlements is very good. But people want to know, do you think the IDF are a terrorist organization?
No.
You don't think they're a terrorist
organization?
Okay, well, if you look at the UN definition of terrorist organization, they say killing civilians for political
gain. You're asking my opinion.
No, but according to the UN definition, it's killing civilians for political objectives. Mm. Why are they not terrorist organizations?
Well, you've asked me a straight question. I don't think they are a terror organization.
So when you see babies like this, the ones who kill babies like this are not terrorists.
It's horrific.
So the people who kill babies like this are not terrorists.
Well, let me respond.
Yes.
Let me respond. I believe Israel has a right to defend itself.
Okay.
I agree that they need to get rid of Hamas. Who are terror groups.
In this way?
Well, here's the quandary for me morally, right?
Why is it a quandary, though?
I'll tell you why.
With Hamas, it's not a quandary.
I'll tell you why, because in war, when you declare war, as Britain did with the Nazis...
100-to-1 ratio.
No,
100-to-1.
There are
combatant-to-non-combatant ratio.
A far higher number of children in Gaza, proportionate to population, than almost anywhere in the world.
Piers,
so when they go after
give
Hamas...
Give me a chance.
Very sadly... Mohammed, let me finish.
No. You have done it. You are the one who insisted on equal time. I never did, but you will not respect the equal
I will come to you literally in 30 seconds.
He's going to ask you
In 30 seconds, I'll come to you.
He's going to come to you afterwards.
Let me finish, please. I am
Calm
in charge
down.
Here, Mohammed. So my final point on this is, unfortunately, in war, civilians 100-to-1
ratio. 100-to-1 ratio.
Yes.
100-to-1 ratio.
Yes, they get killed.
No, no, not 100-to-1 ratio. It's an unacceptable ratio.
Civilians get killed.
Piers, listen.
Ramesh Murali, in you come.
You know, Piers, can I say respectfully, and I mean this as no insult, I'm amazed that you're intimidated by this man. With all due respect,
if I can speak.
I wouldn't bring him back if I was intimidated.
If I can speak.
He raises a very valid question, by the way. No, he does not,
because I have, before he did this debate, he went on X on Twitter and said, I'm only doing it if there's equal time. And then he is violating that. I never asked for equal time. I just want to be heard, but he won't even let me be heard. Let me explain something to you. You said in a video the other day, and you can look me in the eye, you said that Jews are now trembling.
Muhammad, I am not.
Don't interrupt me. I am not trembling. It's all on my Instagram page.
Go on, you see
this yarmulke? It means that I represent something. I'm an ambassador. You're an ambassador of Islam. You are talking about a religion that started the world's first universities, educated women. Fatima started the first fierce university in the 9th century in Fez, Morocco.
Irrelevant.
Now we have a man who says that he's a representative of Islam. He will defend
bring it back to the topic.
He will defend Hamas's butchery.
You're running away.
Savagery.
Running away.
He doesn't care that Hamas is an abomination to Islam because...
Running away.
Because Islam...
But he hasn't done that.
The children in Gaza are dying because Hamas uses them as bulletproof vests.
Okay.
The United States and France and England said yesterday that the Al-Shifa Hospital is a military base.
Okay.
It has a tiny veneer.
Let him have his minute.
And it's a tiny veneer of emergency rooms.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
But underneath all of it is a military base.
You have a minute.
And let me tell you something. If it's true that any of these countries care about the Muslims in Gaza because they believe what he's saying, that Israel's killing them, this is a map of all the countries that took place last week in Riyadh to save the Palestinians of Gaza from Israel. Do you know how many? That's Israel, a tiny thing. You know how many of them took in even one Palestinian from Gaza? Zero, nothing.
All right.
Look at that map. The Arabs want to see Hamas. Don't intimidate me. Don't bully me.
Don't intimidate me. Guys, I've got to be able to ask questions. It's a debate.
Let me
ask you one specific question, which he raised, which I don't think actually is your belief. I don't think you have defended what Hamas did on October the 7th.
Yeah, I haven't.
I think you share our
Are they evil? Is it me or him? Are they evil? Ramesh Murali, it's Hamas. You're now doing what you accused him of doing. Stop speaking.
Let me ask you, what is your view of Hamas post October 7th?
I think that they, just like anybody else, have to be examined, have to look at all
the... What's your opinion about them?
Yeah, I think that... Look, here's my opinion. Let me be straightforward about this, right? Anybody who kills civilians, anybody, whether it's the IDF, I'm consistent in this manner. If it's proven beyond reasonable doubt that these people have killed civilians in both of our faith traditions, in Islam and Judaism, in the Quran it's mentioned, in the Prophet, he said it himself, you cannot kill a woman, you cannot kill a child, I condemn them. I condemn them. That's what I do. Straight away, whether he's Muslim, whether he's non-Muslim, whether he's Christian or anybody else. I've already said that. So I'm not being inconsistent here. My question is, if that is exactly the barometer that we're using, if that's the moral reasoning that we're using, then we have to say, look, if you have a 100-to-1 ratio, and that's what it is, 100-to-1 ratio. And you know how I got this figure? I got this figure from the IDF themselves because they have reported to them.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Does Hamas deserve to stay in power after what they did?
I don't think we should have Hamas in power. What I think we should... Okay. No, let me tell you...
How do you get rid of them?
We should have a Palestinian Authority with bigger armies and airports with proper tanks and with airplanes like every country in the world.
You know what? You might be right, but
absolutely.
Here's the point.
The Israelis won't allow it. How do you get rid of Hamas? What you don't do, I can tell you for a fact, is try and kill 30,000 of them with a 100-to-1 ratio. Because if you do that, then you're committing genocide. Because you'd have to kill 3 million Palestinians.
Rabbi Shmuley,
do you even know the definition of genocide?
I haven't said genocide.
What's it? You just said it.
I said if you.
What is the definition of genocide?
I said if you do. You always claim to be an academic.
You're always touting your Oxford credentials. What is the definition?
Genocide is where you target an ethnicity for extinction.
Ethnicity side murder.
Yes, if you do it. If you kill 3 million Palestinians, are you genocide? There are 1.8 million Muslim Arabs who live in total peace in Israel as equal citizens.
In fact, Israel practiced reverse discrimination against the Jews because the Jews are conscripted to fight Hamas. So, You will not interrupt me. You will not bully me. You will not interrupt me. I am not afraid of you. Stop saying the Jews tremble. Now, let me be clear. Let me be clear.
We're getting nowhere if you shout over each other.
Well, then you need to control your guests, with all due respect.
Literally, he said, you need to control both guests.
He said equal time, and there's no equal time. Now,
there's no equal time.
If Israel was interested in a genocide of the Palestinians, why do they have 1.8 million equal Arab Muslim citizens who are in the Israeli Supreme Court, who are one-third of the medical profession? Do you know that an Arab judge put the president of Israel in jail for accused rape? That was Moshe Katsav. That's how little Israel is an apartheid state, genocidal state. This man sitting next to me, Mohammed Hijab, will not distinguish between self-defense when Hamas comes to brutalize and murder your people versus when an army like Britain, like France, Stop retaliating to simply protect their citizens. You don't believe the Jews should have a right to defend themselves. Say it outright then.
The Jews have the right to defend themselves.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So that's why we have to go to Gaza to stop Hamas.
Yes, they can go to Gaza and stop Hamas.
But
no, they can go in. Hold on. Let me tell you my position.
So they can go in. Thank God.
He asked me a question. Can I answer it? Yes, they can go in to even fight. Even Abu Ubaidah, the general of Hamas, he said, "Nahnu fi intizarikum," in Arabic. We are waiting for you. That's what he's been saying. Hold on. You've asked me a question.
Go ahead.
They do have a right. What I've been advocating all along is face-to-face confrontation. What I'm against, hold on, excuse me. What I'm against is a 100-to-1 ratio, because if you have 100...
Let me finish.
Hamas is hiding under hospitals. Okay. What face-to-face confrontation? Hamas is shooting children who are going south.
I'm okay with face-to-face confrontation. I like it.
Block two is
It's the honourable way.
Block two is exactly this question.